67. There hath appeared in this revelation what hath never appeared before. As to the infidels that have witnessed what hath been manifested, they murmur and say, Verily this is a sorcerer who hath devised a lie against God. They are indeed an outcast people. Tell out to the nations, O pen of the Ancient of Days, the things that have happened in Iraq. Tell them of the messenger whom the congregation of the divines of that land had delegated to meet us, who, when attaining our presence, questioned us concerning certain sciences, and whom we answered by virtue of the knowledge we inherently possess. Thy Lord is verily the knower of things unseen. We testify, said he, that the knowledge thou dost possess is such as none can rival. Such a knowledge, however, is insufficient to vindicate the exalted station which the people ascribe to thee. Produce, if thou speakst the truth, what the combined forces of the peoples of the earth are powerless to produce. Thus was it irrevocably decreed in the court of the presence of thy Lord, the All-Glorious, the Loving. Witness, what is it thou seest? He was dumbfounded, and when he came to himself, he said, I truly believe in God, the All-Glorious, the All-Praised. Go thou to the people and tell them, Ask whatsoever ye please. Powerful is he to do what he willeth. Nothing whatsoever, be it of the past or of the future, can frustrate his will. Say, O ye congregation of the divines, choose any matter ye desire, and ask your Lord, the God of mercy, to reveal it unto you. If he fulfill your wish by virtue of his sovereignty, believe ye then in him, and be not of those that reject his truth. The dawn of understanding hath now broken, said he, and the testimony of the All-Merciful is fulfilled. He arose and returned unto them that sent him at the bidding of God, the All-Glorious, the Well-Beloved. Days passed, and he failed to come back to us. Eventually there came another messenger, who informed us that the people had given up what they originally had purposed. They are indeed a contemptible people. This is what happened in Iraq, and to what I reveal, I myself am witness. This happening was noised abroad, yet none was found to comprehend its meaning. Thus did we ordain it. Would that ye knew this. By myself, whoso hath in bygone ages asked us to produce the signs of God, hath no sooner had we revealed them to him, repudiated God's truth. The people, however, have for the most part remained heedless. They whose eyes are illumined with the light of understanding will perceive the sweet savours of the All-Merciful and will embrace his truth. These are they who are truly sincere.